Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 28. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 11. Now Jesus was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons." While others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor, in which he trusted, and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest. And finding none, it says, 'I will return to the house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to them, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The strong man guards his palace well these days, does he not? Satan has done all that he can to sow discord and strife among us, and now he's working through fear. As we sit about in our homes, reading increasingly dire predictions about the world, watching TV rumors about death and war, of tumult and terror, Satan is there building on our fears. He loves this fear, and he has certainly used it over the last few weeks to try to drive the people of God away from comfort they have in Jesus Christ. All of our grown-up attempts to overcome this fear have failed, and they will continue to fail. Our science has not yet overcome this disease. Our attempts to self-quarantine have made some progress, but the reality is that people will still die from this disease. All of our adult attempts to overcome this fear merely reinforce the fear that Satan has already sown among us, that we will all one day die. And at the moment of that death, we will face the truth of our sinful condition. We will face the holy and righteous God, and the great deceiver, that wicked foe, the accuser, the strong man, will attempt to accuse us before God. This is perhaps the great fear underlying all this coronavirus stuff, anyways, that one day Satan, the sower of discord and fear, will accuse us before God. And as we sit here and fret and worry and fear, we see our idols for what they are. This disease has revealed them to us. What do you fear most? Do you fear death? Do you fear losing your retirement? Do you fear the stability of this American economy? Do you fear that falling? Do you fear this disease that can harm your body but cannot touch your soul? Or do you fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell forever? Dear people of God, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God has come upon you. Jesus Christ has come upon you. He spent his earthly life undoing the strong man, and in his death, plundering the strong man. Jesus came, and by the finger of God, the very finger that set the moon and stars in place, the very finger of God that sent plagues on Egypt that His people might be set free, that very finger that aligned the sun and the stars in the morning sky, by that finger, Jesus casts out demons. That's how the reading begins. He's casting out demons from a man who is mute, and thereby restored him, this man, to speech. By the word of His mouth, Jesus goes forth and invades Satan's palace and sends him scrambling back to the hell from which he came. And what was that word from the mouth of God, from the mouth of Jesus? The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. And at the words of Jesus, the minions of Satan fled for refuge into pigs and cast themselves in fear into the oblivion and chaos of the sea. Moment by moment, word by word, step by step, as Jesus approached Jerusalem, the kingdom of Satan receded. His palace started to crumble. But then, when it seemed like everything was primed for His victory, when it seemed like the moment of triumph had finally arrived, and the ultimate arrival of the kingdom of God would come, Jesus died. He was stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. He poured out His soul to death. What should have been a moment of victory appeared to be a moment of defeat. But that death was itself the moment of victory. The strong man, that wicked deceiver, had trusted in his armor and his might. He did not see that Jesus was the stronger man, the one who would overcome. For in His death, Jesus removes the strong man's armor. He breaches the walls of death, releases the prisoners locked away in that strong man's palace. In the words of Isaiah, Jesus, the suffering servant who suffered the chastisement for our sins, becomes the victor who divides the spoil with the strong, because He poured out His soul to death. That is precisely what His death was, the undoing of Satan, the removing of his armor. We have nothing there to fear anymore. Jesus continues to bring His kingdom to fruition even today. Through His church, little children of every age arrive at the baptismal font, and by God's finger, by the finger of God's servants, He exorcises the strong man from them and brings about new life. He fills every empty soul with Himself, lest the strong man come back with seven worse demons. He fills His chosen ones by the preaching of His word. As God's servants preach His word, word by word, Jesus continues invading the strong man's palace. This wasn't a once and done plundering, but the unending undoing of Satan the strong man. Jesus fills His little chosen ones with all of His gifts, of gifts delivered in blessed water and by His blessed meal. And as He fills us with these gifts, He brings His kingdom into our midst. He casts out Satan, destroys that wicked king and his kingdom. And the armor of the wicked foe, that fear, that discord, that strife with which he is sowing among us today, that fear does not frighten you. Unlike the world itself, fear is not the only thing you have to fear. Jesus overcame fear. His death on the cross for you overcomes all fear. If Satan accuses you before God, guess what? Jesus exonerates you. You are justified, declared righteous before God. Jesus is your judge, and He died to save you. You have nothing to fear. And so, instead of fearful prisoners in the strong man's palace, to people of God, Jesus has made you confident heirs of the stronger man's kingdom, His kingdom, and heirs with Him of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.